Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. For the past 7 years, the Village of Denison has been holding cleanup days throughout the year. Administrative Assistant Tammy Taggart says the Village has really seen success over the years. This year's cleanup day will take place on Tuesday, May 8th and Wednesday, May 9th.
To have the street department go around and help residents get rid of any number of things, old swing sets and old couches and televisions and what have you that might be gathered up over their house over the winter months and they just need to get rid of them.
This service is free for residents who live within the corporation limit in the Village of Denison. Taggart noted that they will not accept tires, fluorescent lights, hazardous materials, paint, batteries, and a few other items. Items must be placed curbside on the day of pickup. Taggart also emphasized that lawn care items such as grass clippings, small branches, and leaves can be dropped off at the yard waste bin. To schedule pickup or if you have questions about items, call Tammy Taggart at the mayor's office at 740-922-4072, extension 4. All community members are invited to a color run to help raise money for New Philadelphia Elementary Schools. So far, 368 elementary students and 37 community members are signed up for the $30 run taking place this evening. South Elementary PTO member Andrea Tyson explains they are trying to raise $10,000 for each school, which will go back into items needed for all five elementary buildings.
We have different events throughout the year that we're trying to fundraise for. One school I know in particular is raising money for new playground equipment, which can be very costly. We also are raising money for smart boards in some of the classrooms, some that may not have it. Just anything that each school individually has needs for.
The mile run or walk will be held at Buckeye Career Center with registration beginning at 5 p.m. and the event starts at 6.
And you get sprayed with color. If you've never done a color run, it is the most fun thing there is to do. Kids absolutely love it. Adults love it. Wear as much white as you can. We like it funky too, so you can wear wigs or tutus, whatever you want to do, and you get covered with color.
She encourages participants to bring some extra cash to eat at one of the many food trucks that will be set up.
We're actually looking for another food truck, so if somebody out there is interested, they can check out our Facebook page. It's New Philadelphia Schools Color Run. We're also going to have a lot of activities beforehand. The DJ will have a 50-50 drawing. We're going to have raffle baskets, a lot of fun summer activities.
Be sure to take a photo if you are covered in color and use hashtag NPColorRun, but they remind you to place any electronics in a plastic bag to prevent the color ruining your device. In state news, the parents of U.S. college student Otto Warmbier have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against North Korea, saying its government tortured and killed their son. Fred and Cindy Warmbier filed the lawsuit Thursday in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. Otto Warmbier was arrested by North Korean authorities in January 2016 for stealing a propaganda poster and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. He died in June 2017, days after he was allowed back into the U.S. with severe injuries. In sports news, the Cleveland Browns shocked some fans last night and most of the football world by selecting quarterback Baker Mayfield number one overall in last night's NFL draft. Cleveland also selected Denzel Ward from Ohio State at number four. The NFL draft resumes today. The Indians fell 5-4 to Seattle last night. The Tribe takes on the Mariners again tonight at 7:10. The Cavaliers versus the Pacers from Indianapolis will be tonight for Game 6, beginning at 8 o'clock. Indiana is favored by 1 point. Your news this morning is brought to you by First National Bank in Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Janaton, the South Side, and Schönbrunn in New Philadelphia. A look at your Z-Country forecast is coming up next.
First National Bank of Denison is introducing a new app that's like your own personal assistant when it comes to using and monitoring your debit card. Mobile Money is an app that instantly allows you to manage your card anytime, anywhere. You'll receive instant alerts based on your purchases. If your card is lost or stolen, just turn it off right from your phone. Download Mobile Money from the App Store or Google Play today. If you have questions, stop by First National Bank in Denison, Dover, Janaton, Hutton, Schönbrunn, and Southside.
This is Brian Williams from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has been a leader in helping area residents purchase new cars and trucks. We've also helped those same people as their children grow into their first vehicle. So when you're ready for that new car or truck, for yourself or your child, start your engines and come to to the bank that has strong local roots in auto financing. We are the First National Bank of Denison.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A partly sunny sky on this Friday. Temperatures get up to 67 this afternoon. Scattered showers will break out later this afternoon as a cold front approaches. Showers will be around tonight, low of 45, and we're going to see a chilly air mass spill in for the last weekend of April. Mostly cloudy Saturday. Showers cool, high of 52. Clearing Saturday night, low of 32. And then we'll see early day clouds Sunday give way to a mostly sunny sky, high of 54. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Axline.
Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by going to WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.